So it was a test from the side of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala talks about the people of the garden in this area called Yemen. This people of the garden, the incident behind it is this, that there were some seniors that used to run this orchard, and it was a very, very prosperous orchard. And their habit was, and the reason that Allah Ta'ala gave them so much of barakat in their orchard, was that because whenever any poor people used to come, then they used to give them a share from their orchard. So much so that at a certain time, there were queues of poor people that used to queue outside their orchard, and they used to feed them from this orchard. And as a result, Allah Ta'ala gave them barakat. And this orchard was very, very prosperous. It so happened that the seniors passed away, and now the next generation took over. So three of them, they decided that we cannot just continue giving out freely to the poor, like how our fathers used to do. So they made a plan. They said that, إِذْ أَقْسَمُوا لَيَصْرِمُنَّا مُزْبِحِينَ وَلَا يَسْتَثْنُونَ فَطَوَفَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ أَلَّا يَدْخُلَنَّهَا الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِسْكِينَ. So the plan was that in the morning they will go very early. Before the poor people come, they will go very early and they will pluck up their fruit and return. In that way they won't be bound to give and feed the poor. So Allah Ta'ala makes mention that they made this plan and thereafter they went to sleep. And whilst they were sleeping, Quran says, فَطَوَفَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ. A punishment, an azab from Allah Ta'ala came upon their orchard whilst they were sleeping and they knew nothing about it. Allah Ta'ala sent down a storm, and the storm finished up their garden to such an extent that there was nothing left of it. It looked like everything was cultivated, everything was plucked out, and all their fruit was now taken out, as if there was nothing planted there in the first place. So when they woke up in the morning, so they started going back to the garden, and they decided now they will go very early in their morning. And they said, Allah yadkhulannahu al-yawma alaykum miskin wa ghadu ala hardin qadirin. فَلَمَّا رَأُوهَا قَالُوا إِنَّا لَضَالُّونَ. So they made this plan that today we're not going to feed any poor people. No poor person was having any share from our garden. And when they went to their garden, so at first they started telling themselves that we got lost. We lost, we can't find our garden. But after, when the reality dawned upon them, then they realized was what happened. They said, بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. Rather, we're not lost, but now we are the ones that have become deprived. Initially the plan was to keep everything for themselves, not to give the poor, to deprive the poor. But now they say, بَلْ نَحْنُ مَحْرُومُونَ. Rather, we are the ones that are now mahroom, we are the ones that are deprived. So قَالَ أَوْسَطُهُمْ أَلَمْ أَكُلْ لَكُمْ لَوْلَا تُصَبِّحُونَ. One of the brothers, whom Allah Ta'ala had blessed with a little bit of intellect, so he told them that, did I not warn you all about this? And I told you to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not do this. So now they realized their mistake and they made dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. That, O Allah, you are exalted, you are pure, and verily we are amongst the wrongdoers. فَأَقَبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَلَاوَمُونَ. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا طَاغِينَ عَسَى رَبُّنَا أَن يُبْدِلَنَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهَا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا رَاغِبُونَ. So Allah Ta'ala accepted their dua, and a while later Allah Ta'ala replaced their garden with better than what it was before, and they continued in their legacy of their forefathers by spending in charity and giving the poor a share from their garden. Now friends and elders, we learn many, many lessons from this incident. On the one hand, Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has advised us that مَا نَقَسَ مَالُ عَبْدٍ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ, that the wealth of any person never ever decreases with charity, but rather it increases. And if any loss comes about in any person, it is not a blanket rule, but it is for every person to introspect within himself. that the first thing a person should go and look now and see where he went wrong. Any loss, any calamity came upon his wealth, then we advise from the ulama that he must check and introspect. Perhaps was my zakat paid correctly? Did I give the poor their dues from my wealth? That wealth was supposed to have been taken out. And if he didn't take it out himself, then it was forcefully taken away from him. So this was the incident of the people of the garden in Surah Noon. And let us take lesson from this, that Allah Ta'ala, whatever Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, does not belong to us. It is loaned to us. It was returned back to Allah Ta'ala one day. And we are only in this world as protectors of this wealth. And how we protect it, we have to protect it in the correct manner, by giving its dues and spending from it correctly. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala grants us barakat in risk, and Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity and the tawfiq of spending from our wealth and without looking back and without worrying about it and understanding the true promises that Allah Ta'ala has promised us. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لك الحمد يا ربنا كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا تب علينا تب علينا تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك ونعوذ بك منك جل وجهك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لك الحمد يا ربنا ويا خالقنا ويا رازقنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم O most merciful Allah, O Rahim Allah, O Kareem Allah, Ya Allah, You are so powerful. Ya Allah, the entire universe is under Your control. Ya Allah, You are so kind. Ya Allah, You are so merciful. Ya Allah, You have blessed us with so many ni'mat. Ya Allah, we cannot possibly thank You for all the ni'mat You have blessed us with. Ya Allah, You have blessed us head to toe. We are enjoying Your bounties and Your ni'mat. Ya Allah, bless us with health. Ya Allah, bless us with wealth. Ya Allah, You have blessed us with iman. Ya Allah, You have blessed us with the Quran. Ya Allah, You have made us from amongst the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, You have given us this great ni'mat of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we thank You for all these ni'mats. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but despite Your mercy, despite Your rahmat upon us, despite all these bounties, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we have still disobeyed You. Ya Allah, we are weak. Ya Allah, we are sinful, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You know well our condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You gave us this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, this month is leaving us, Ya Allah. There are few moments left for this month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, definitely we do not fulfill the haqq of this month. Ya Allah, You gave us this month to turn towards You. Ya Allah, You gave this month to change our lives. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we sinned even in this month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we broke Your orders even in this month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how weak we are, Ya Allah. How ungrateful we are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You are well aware of our condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, but we know well, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we know you love to forgive, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are Ghafoorur Rahim, Ya Allah, you are Ghafoorur Rahim, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you know our sins, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are well aware of our condition, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, those gunas committed in the darkness of the night, those gunas committed in broad daylight, in secret, in public, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those sins that we know of, those sins that we do not know of, Ya Allah. But you are well aware of our condition, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. There's no other door we can turn to besides you, Ya Allah. We are beseeching you, Ya Allah. In the Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Do not turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, amongst us there are seniors, Ya Allah. Amongst us there are brothers that have taken time and spent their time in itikaf, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with their barakat, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Durood-e Pak was recited, Ya Allah. With the barakat of the Durood, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us change our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us bring a complete change about in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we love to obey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us taste the sweetness of Iman, Ya Allah. Make us enjoy Ibadat, Ya Allah. Make us dislike sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us hate to sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us hate disobeying you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, create a nafrat and a disliking for your disobedience in our heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the, make us taste the sweetness of your Ibadat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, instill your love in our hearts, Ya Allah. Instill the love of Sunnah in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, instill the love of Quran in our hearts, Ya Allah. Instill the love of carrying out the effort of deen in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring about a complete change in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to abstain from sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever broken efforts we made in this month, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know it's not worthy of being accepted, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our ibadah was tainted with all forms of wrong, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are pleading you, Ya Allah. Accept our broken efforts in this month, Ya Allah. Do not turn us away empty-handed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat, Ya Allah. Grant us the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our numbers are so high, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so might, we are so large at this moment in time, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are large, but we are weak, Ya Allah. This ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this ummah is in the majority, but they are suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the enemies, Ya Allah. They are inviting towards us, Ya Allah. They are targeting us one country at a time, Ya Allah. Like how a person invites towards a meal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so disunited, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, unite this ummah, Ya Allah. Unite us upon haq, Ya Allah. Unite us upon truth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant this ummah, he died upon haq and truth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, turn this ummah back to the masjid, Ya Allah. Turn this ummah back to sunnah, Ya Allah. Turn this ummah back to the Quran, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, turn this ummah back to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, guide this ummah, Ya Allah. Remove the suffering of the ummah, Ya Allah. Wherever this ummah is suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whichever country they are suffering, Ya Allah. Their only crime is that they are recited the Kalima, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are being bombarded, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are being massacred, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, their izzat is being violated, Ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah, what difficulties they are going through, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, their only crime is that they are recited the Kalima, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ease the sufferings of this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Rahman Rahimin, Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. And those who are going through difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this country, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are facing test after test, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know halat and condition is from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know well, Ya Allah, sinning and disobedience, Ya Allah, earns your wrath and your anger, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we also know, Ya Allah, that tawbah and repentance cools your anger, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not afflict us with your punishment, Ya Allah. Do not destroy us on account of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us before that comes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not afflict us with your azab, Ya Allah. Do not unleash your azab upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not put us to trials and tribulations. temptation that we cannot bear, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot bear these difficulties, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, keep us upon sihat, salamat, afiat, Ya Allah. Keep us upon peace, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove, Ya Allah, remove the calamities around us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us from all forms of sicknesses, Ya Allah. Save us from all forms of viruses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove this virus from amongst us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this virus, Ya Allah, it has destroyed our deen, it has destroyed our dunya, it has destroyed our akhirat, Ya Allah. This virus was a cause of a lot of disunity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove it from amongst us, Ya Allah. Remove it, Ya Allah. You are Shafi, Ya Allah. It is in your hands, Ya Allah. It is in your control, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. Do not send another wave upon us, Ya Allah. Do not send another wave upon us. Ya Allah, we want your waves of rahmat and mercy. Ya Allah, send us your waves of rahmat and mercy, Ya Allah, and forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, keep us in good health, Ya Allah. Save us from hospitals, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from operating theaters, Ya Allah, and save us from all other sicknesses, Ya Allah. Save us from all diseases, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are going to terminal illnesses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you can remove illnesses, Ya Allah. You can remove sicknesses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is in your control, Ya Allah. Come complete shifa, Ya Allah. From your rahmat and your mercy, grant complete shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Rahman Rahimin, Ya Allah, our parents, Ya Allah. They have shown so much of ihsan upon us, Ya Allah. Those of us whose parents are living, Ya Allah. Rabbir hamhuma, Rabbir hamhuma, kama rabbayani saghira. Ya Allah, you have mercy upon them as they had mercy upon us when we were young, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those whose parents have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our youth, our youngsters, Ya Allah, they are faced with so many tests nowadays. They are faced with so many fitnas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Shaitan has tested them, Ya Allah, in many, many ways, Ya Allah. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us of these times that will come, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are very close to those times of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, and we can see our youngsters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Save them from all the wrongs that are taking place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save them from alcohol and drugs, Ya Allah. Save them from the fitnas of the cell phone, Ya Allah. Save them from zina, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them shining lanterns of the future, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them from amongst the Salaha, make them from amongst the Atqiya, make them from amongst the Hufaz and the Ulama. Ya Allah, guide them to the straight path, Ya Allah. Save them from all the wrongs, Ya Allah. Save them from all the wrongs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, the time is coming, Ya Allah. The time is coming, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot escape it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot deny it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, each and every one of us seated here, Ya Allah. The time is coming, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have reminded us time and again about the time in the Quran and Majid. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Ya Allah, you have informed us, Ya Allah. Every one of us will have to drink from that cup of death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot escape it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when that moment comes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know when the time is coming, Ya Allah. You are well aware when the time is coming. Ya Allah, when the time comes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world in such a condition that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, do not let the angel of that find us in sin. Ya Allah, do not let the angel of that find us in a condition that you are angry with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world with kalima on our lips, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world with iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the last day of our life be the best day of our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, when we meet you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us meet you in such a condition that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, bless us with our hisab kitab in our right hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to cross the bridge of Sirat like the speed of lightning. Ya Allah, enter us into Jannah without any reckoning, Ya Allah. Bighayri hisab, Ya Allah. Bighayri hisab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are beseeching you, Ya Allah. In this Mubarak month, Ya Allah, we want Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want Jannah. Each and every one of us, Ya Allah, we want Jannah, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal Jannah. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَغَضَبِكَ وَالنَّارِ وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ سَخَطِكَ وَغَضَبِكَ وَالنَّارِ Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, save even each and every one of us from Jahannam. Ya Allah, save our families from Jahannam. Save our near and dear ones from Jahannam. Ya Allah, save our progeny from Jahannam. Ya Allah, keep Iman alive in our families. Ya Allah, keep Iman alive in our progeny till the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, save us, Ya Allah. اللهم اجرنا من النار اللهم اجرنا من النار اللهم اجرنا من النار ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا وتب علينا وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.